The WTF Review podcast is teaming up with a Vermont charity with a live auction fundraiser for Dave's Ice Cream Social, a Franklin County, Vermont organization that raises funds for cancer patients. We're looking for donations for auction items. Nothing is too small. If you're interested in donating, head to our Facebook page for details or send us a message. Because when everyone does a little, nobody has to do a lot. That's the beauty of community.
Hello, welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm joined by my co-host today, Peter Ponocorvo, Stacy Nyman. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Everything is good. We can't complain like I tell people at work. My problems are first world problems. And besides, who'd listen? That's what I tell my employees, and they all get a kick out of it. So I got bad news for today, though. We're going to do a crappy show. Okay, that's like the worst dad joke ever. Peter, right? That's the worst dad joke ever.
Fantastic.
Right? So you're like, what is going to be, what's on store for us today? Stacy, give us a hint. You have some good news, and you underwent some procedure in your life. Give us some news. Lead us into the show so I'm not stuck on this weird island by myself out here, would you?
Yeah, so I am one of the lucky ones who gets a colonoscopy every 3 years at this point. I had a colon resection a few years back, led to colonoscopies, which led them to find some precancerous polyps every single time they do a colonoscopy. So I'm on a 3-year program. And so I had a lovely procedure on Friday, a couple days ago, to get a colonoscopy, and everything turned out okay. I only had one polyp this time. So I'll find out soonish of what that was, and then we'll go from there. But
you know, you're making it really hard for us to have fun with this one. See, now we look like jerks. All right,
he's got a long-term colon lease.
I found a polyp. They found a polyp. Now we're gonna make fun of me.
Exactly. So we're
in 2 weeks. We're gonna be like, oh,
yeah, that's
well,
a bad
we shouldn't
show.
Have released that show.
Let's not release that show.
Maybe we should take that one off.
No. As friends do, of course, we've got good news. We're certain of it. So the way we celebrate is we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun with
roasting her relentlessly,
right? We're going to have fun with this show.
Fine. Go for it.
On that day, literally, Stacy like was like, "Oh, I'm going to go in for a colonoscopy." We're like, well, "I got an idea. How about that was a great idea.
Ding 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 ding.
How about some worst case scenarios of like when you shouldn't have a bad belly?" Or, like, have stomach issues, like, involving your Walt Disney World vacation. So we were like, you know, have you been there? Like, yeah, we've all been there. Like, one day in the park, and all of a sudden you get that rumbly tummy, and you're like, oh, this could be bad. So we thought, celebrating Stacy's good news, we would kind of play upon this subject of some really terrible scenarios. So we each thought we'd come up with 5. But before we do, besides that, how about something good? Let's do a little sharing before we get into this train wreck, this fiery train wreck. Good news. Stacy, you want to lead us off with some good news?
Sure. Yeah, I'm having a great week because my parents are in town and they're here for the week. So that's really great. They both have had both their shots, and their doctor said, go for it. Go visit the grandkids.
Nice.
So they, we saw them in September for Labor Day. We went just for a brief weekend, felt really weird about it and uncomfortable, but we went anyway. But otherwise, we haven't seen them since probably last, maybe January. So it's been over a year besides that brief weekend in September. So it's really great to have them here. So
outstanding.
Yeah.
Really cool. Peter, you got some good news?
After 2 weeks officially in my new position, I can actually log into my computer again.
That is good news.
Oh, my gosh. Technology.
2 weeks.
Okay.
to get computer access. Like, how does it take 2 weeks to do anything with a computer nowadays?
Well, yeah, I get that one. That would be good news, though, of course, Pete. I mean,
Geek Squad can build you a computer in less than 2 weeks.
This is true. This is true. How important is a computer in your job? Let's go with that question. Is it?
It's about 90% of my job.
So what have you been doing for 2 weeks?
I've been reading standard operating procedures over and over and over and watching other people do my job.
Sounds pretty
That's
good
hilarious.
To me.
That's exactly what I did my first month at the clinic was just reading and reading.
But I don't learn that way.
Gotcha. No.
I have to do it. And like,
so what was the breakdown, brother?
Because it's all legal. Okay. All the SOPs are all legalese. Okay. They're horrible.
And how come you couldn't log in? What was the gig? What was the deal?
First it was they weren't giving me the proper access, and then this, okay, we gave you the new access. Great. Well, here's your new password. Okay, you're going to have to change it. I changed the password. That password doesn't work.
You mean password? The password, right?
Password was password. No, it wasn't password, but it was password. It's just the passwords were terrible. Then they took my access away again. I got access to the computer 3 times to get, like, access to certain parts of the computer. I still have areas that I'm not allowed in yet, and I need to have.
Good Lord.
Like, it's part of my daily stuff.
Someone get this man Dennis Nedry from Jurassic Park. He'd solve that problem for you in a heartbeat, you know? Someone.
I need Steve Jobs or...
Well, I'm glad you have the tools to help you complete your job.
Where's Bill Gates?
Right?
Somebody get Gates on the phone.
Nice.
Other than that...
Everything's good in my world.
So it's good.
Everything's good in my world, Peter. Had a small operation a couple weeks ago, but I'm back to almost full strength.
Yeah, I think that's the one I'm supposed to have.
You are. I will say this. As a guy, Pete, you want to know the biggest issue I had with this? It wasn't the operation or the incision. I had a hernia repair. It was the staples. After like a week, the staples just annoyed the heck out of you, and it was painful. That was the worst part. But honestly, I felt great. Went for a walk. Never missed a day of work. Went for walks every day. But the day they took those staples out was like, oh, that feels really good. Thank goodness. So that's the good news I got. Anyways, on with the show. So we each thought we'd come up with some really bad scenarios of when you wouldn't want to have a bad belly, or you get that first inclination that things are just going to go south quickly. And
pretty literally.
Literally.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Where are you going to be? And like, what would be a bad scenario? So, Stacy?
Yes.
As the expert of the crew, all right? And did you read the article I sent you? I put it on Facebook. A great
yes.
Article. Okay, yes.
I did not read it.
Okay.
Because I had technical difficulties when I clicked on the link.
Okay.
And it wouldn't open for me. And then I am very easily distracted, and I probably saw something shiny, and I just never came back to it after that point.
Okay.
So I attempted it, but I didn't read it. Uh-huh.
Very good.
Exactly.
All right. Lead us off there, expert. Give us a scenario.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm going to guess that we're going to kind of have some overlap with our, because, I mean, I could just end the show right now and just say any moment of any day is a bad time to have a bad stomach at Walt Disney World. But we'll get a little bit specific here.
There's some worse than others, though.
There are. And one of the ones that I have, I think, even spoken about before on an episode is the middle of a long line situation. Either with yourself or with the child, it's almost worse with a kid because you can't gauge how close that kid is actually to having an emergency situation. So it's just utter panic. But for yourself, you know, you're looking, you have to make that decision. Am I close enough to the ride and can I make it through?
And it's also going to be dependent on the ride.
Yes, it is, for sure. Because if it's one that's going to bounce you, yes, that's what I was thinking of. But then it's like you have to think about, can I get out of this line? And people are a whole lot less kind if you're an adult going out and back. If you have a kid, they're usually they might be a little irked, but they'll you know, begrudgingly move out of the way. So yeah, mine is in the middle of a packed line. You're just, your eyes just open up and you're like, oh no, what do I do?
I have that, but I actually have two very specific
ones. Oh, good.
Peter, I have it too. I have specific ones as well too.
Oh, so good. Yeah, okay. I guess I wasn't prepared. So I'm going to go
the middle of the queue for Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, yes.
Because you can't, you ain't getting back in line at the end. If you blow your shot,
exactly. Your shot. And hopefully you don't blow your shot literally. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to leave you out there, Stacey, so we're going to leave you with that one. That's it.
But also with that one, too, it breaks down so much that, you know, and when we were broken down back in when I don't even, my brain can't even figure out when I was last at Walt Disney World, whenever I was last there, we were in the room with the stormtroopers in there for like 45 minutes to an hour, and they were escorting people to the restroom if needed. But if you were in that next room, there was no turnaround, and that's what they were telling people. Once you get past this point, we can't do anything about it. Yes.
There's no out and in privileges.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a very good specific situation.
Before I go, I just want to make a point right now. If you're listening, JJP and Rick Forbes, just hit delete on the post you were going to make. You don't have to say any further. Just hit delete and move along. We're good.
Yep.
We've all seen all those jokes before.
Yes. So I'm actually going to go and show Peter and Stacey my number five on my book. Because it literally says the dinosaur attraction.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, sometimes you get that bad belly. And you're like, you know, I can fight this one. I'm not to the point yet where I'm clammy and I'm sweaty and I've got cramps. I can manage this. I got like 45 minutes. And you need to focus every bit of energy on just the strength to make it through. And then you get in the dinosaur attraction and
you're done.
Oh my, you're survival. You're worried about getting off the ride and being like, oh my God, I hope they don't close the car after me. And I made a giant, terrible mistake for them. You're just trying to survive. It's survival on the dinosaur attraction. So Stacey, you couldn't have put the words in my mouth any better. That ride is, I think it's the most violent ride on property. Definitely not the place to have a bad belly. So,
I don't know.
You got another one?
Because I actually had Space Mountain.
Okay, Peter, and round two, Space Mountain. Describe.
Because, man, if you got to pee, good Lord.
And that queue's long.
Your kidneys are coming out bruised already.
Right.
Now, if you got a full bladder in front of them kidneys, boy, howdy, you are in trouble.
Well, and you're not getting off that queue when you exit. That exit queue is like 3 miles long, too, as well.
Yeah, you've still got a mile and a half hike to get to the gift shop.
I can make it.
And then you can try to shoot over to that nasty bathroom next door to it.
Very good. Stacey, round two. What do you
got? Okay, so I think I completely missed the instructions on the show. Are we only picking specific attractions?
No, it could be scenarios.
Okay, good. Scenarios. Okay, good. Sounds like my list is not like this. My next one is, as a woman, the bathroom lines can get very, very long, especially after you've just gotten off an attraction. The closest restroom to that attraction will usually have a very long line. And if you have just gone through the scenario where you have made it through the attraction and you're okay, everything's okay, you know that you can get to that bathroom. I don't know if you have this situation like I do. When I see a bathroom, the urgency is like 100 times more. Like when I'm coming home from work and I have to use the bathroom, as soon as my key is in the door, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to, I'm going to have an accident. So man, this is a really embarrassing episode. So, but you get there and then there's a line of, you get there and then there's a line of 10 people in front of you. Oh, that's the worst. You're just like, what can I do to jump this line? There are two situations that will usually work. One is if you're pregnant. So obviously, that, you know, you sometimes can fake it, I guess. Two is if you have a small child.
What?
Well, if you just kind of, you know, like, as a woman, if you kind of, like, make it seem like, oh, I, you know, baby, people, I mean, I have never done that before, but when I was pregnant, people would let me jump the line. But if, also, if you have a kid with you,
gotcha.
I have done this before. Like, if I've had Britta when she was 2 or 3, I would just say to her, like, kind of quietly, it's okay, honey. It's almost our turn. We're almost there. Just hold it. Then usually, though, people are like, oh, you can go ahead of us.
Nice.
Go ahead. You can go ahead. And Britta's looking at me like, I don't have to go to the bathroom that bad. I'm fine.
And you're like, shush, I do. So yeah. So, but you went through that whole pregnancy routine a little too easy, Stacey. So I just want you to know, everyone just furrowed their eyebrow and said,
I 100% utilized that when I was actually pregnant. I've never done that when I would feel that would be way too much karma coming in all different directions. So I would not do that. But when I was.
Suddenly she's going to have another college education to pay for.
No.
If she says that too much.
No.
Right?
No, I totally used it, though, when I was pregnant.
It was one of my thoughts was I was going to give major props to every woman, because like the guys, it's like, oh, we walk right in, there's a urinal free, we go pee, wash your hands, we're good. And like always, like Lisa and like you got like 10 minutes still, kid, you know, I'll be over here in the gift shop, you know.
Honestly don't know what women
do.
I'm
gonna go find a beer.
What are you doing in there, pee?
Why is it such a long, I don't know.
What are you doing?
Why is it such a long line? And it could honestly be, though, because a lot of people do have multiple children with them, because Scott always used the whole excuse, men's bathrooms are disgusting, I'm not bringing the kids in the men's bathroom.
Well, that is
gross.
True. That is
so
true.
I would,
that's why there's
so,
family bathrooms, though,
I know,
so that doesn't fly anymore.
But sometimes the family bathrooms, though, you're looked down upon, because a lot of times those are like companion bathrooms, and you don't want to take up that spot if there is somebody who needs, you know, if it's not specifically a family bathroom and it's a companion bathroom, I feel a little bit weird about using that, like taking up that whole time. But no, like sometimes women have 2 or 3 kids with them, and that might be what's taking the time. But most, I really don't know what they're doing in there.
Okay.
Like I get in and get out.
Major props to the ladies that would have to wait in that line for the bathroom, knowing what you're facing, especially if you've just ordered the chili con carne and you've got to wait in that line, major props. So,
I mean, I can understand if they're in there doing their makeup and whatever they're doing, but that's not causing a line.
This is true.
Like I just don't get it.
All right. Pete, I'm going to hit you up with an attraction too, okay? And then I've got 3 non-attraction ones. And I thought, what could the worst case scenario be? Let's say you have to pee, or like, you know, this is not working good. What's the worst attraction for that? One, where they would spin you wickedly and violently without you knowing it. So I'm putting you on Mission Space Orange, and I'm just imagining in my mind a person having a wet sponge and then spinning in a circle as fast as you can with the wet sponge, and that would be a human being. That I can't even imagine that. But you know what? I've waited in line with a bad belly, and I've been able to go and manage that, but it's a tough thing to do. So Mission Space Orange with a bad belly or having a pee, that's rough. That's,
I mean,
just rough going.
Mission Space Orange can make people queasy regardless.
On a good day.
You don't have to go in with a
good day.
Upset stomach. So, yeah, I guess.
Exactly. Peter, what do you got? Round 3.
How about this? You are making your way from the TTC over to Magic Kingdom via monorail, and it breaks down.
Oh, you're stuck.
Oh,
you're
or
stuck.
Or Skyliner.
That was the Skyliner is another one I have. Yeah.
It's like Lord of the Flies, Walt Disney World. Like
done.
All hell breaks loose. You got nothing.
What do you do?
You got nothing.
You better hope you got a bucket.
People turn away.
Popcorn bucket.
Turn
popcorn
away, bucket. People. All right.
That's I really want to.
Well, now they have dividers, so it's only your party that's going to see.
That is true.
This is not good. It's like the apocalypse
happened.
Everyone's
window.
Oh, my gosh. I agree. Stacey, what else you got? Round three. All right.
I have I'm trying to see which one of these is a good one. I'm going to go with the hotel room situation. You think you're safe in the hotel room. You think that you're in your own personal bubble. You're with your family. Everything's okay. Except for when you have a family of six people and one bathroom. And you've just arrived at the hotel and everybody needs to use the bathroom and somebody might be taking a long time freshening up or whatever they're doing in there. And what do you do? Like, you can't go to another bathroom. You can go to the lobby, I guess, but what if you're far from the lobby? And then there's a lot of screaming and yelling and everybody's mad and hurry and up. What are you doing?
Using the bathroom.
I was just right. going
to
say,
do you have to go number one or number two? The number one people go first.
Stacey, I could just imagine every dad and every guy. It's like, this is the scenario. Hey, get out of the bathroom. You know, I could just see this scenario playing out.
I know what you're doing in there.
Get out of that bathroom.
Hurry up.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. I've got, how about the morning of departure? All right, you wake up, you're excited about Walt Disney World, but you know, like the day of travel, you got to take the Uber or your drive, and then you got to go through TSA, then you got to go to the airport bathroom. It's never good. Then you got to board the plane, you got to stay up, you got to make all these connections, and the bad belly hits in the morning. And like you get like traveler's like diarrhea, and it's like, oh man, you're trying to just get through that day, and you got to face the long day. I've got a story. Want to hear a story?
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of plays upon your story. When Lisa was pregnant with the kids, we saw Iron Man 2 at the theater. And she was, I don't know, I remember we got pizza and ice cream. She was like 4 months pregnant. We're going to an all-inclusive resort. And she woke up with food poisoning. And we had to leave the next morning at like 6:30 in the morning. But we bought this package. We didn't buy the insurance. So she was like, I can do it. I can do it. That poor woman being pregnant and having a bad belly, that was the most awful experience. We literally had to request seats by the bathroom. That poor girl.
Oh, that is so hard.
She toughed it out, though. I don't know how a lesser person would have just given up and said, we're canceling. But she made it. But like, I could just see that day was just a miserable day. I remember pushing her in a wheelchair because, I mean, she wasn't going anywhere at that point. We were in the Winston-Salem or the Charlotte Airport meeting the connection and like just looking frantically for a bathroom in a foreign airport just to try. Oh, so, but she toughed it out. I couldn't have done it. I'd have been terrible, but she made it. I don't know how she made it though. So the day of departure is mine. Peter, round four.
I'm just going anywhere in Tomorrowland because Tomorrowland has the worst bathrooms in Disney World, I think.
Okay.
They are the dirtiest of any restroom I've ever used at Disney World. The two that I have used in Tomorrowland are the worst.
Why do you suspect why do you suspect it's the dirtiest?
I don't know why. I just know they are.
Yeah.
And they're kind of small too, if I'm remembering, like,
yeah.
They're kind of small ones.
I mean, there's the one next to Space Mountain and there's the one over by Anti-Gravity's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, Peter, used to be the, not by Anti-Gravity's ice cream, the Space Mountain one, that used to be the loading dock for the Skyliner, the Magic Kingdom sky attraction. I'm drawing
Sky Buckets.
Yeah, the Sky Buckets.
Mm-hmm.
That was the unloading loading platform right there. It was the roof of that. So... I don't recall them being dirty, though. You're telling me it's the dirtiest ones.
I've never had
a good experience.
Every time I walk in there, there's paper towels everywhere.
Mm-hmm, I agree with you.
Okay.
It's not. It's
and I
not
feel like good. They're very dated, too. Like, it's just, I mean, it's just well, not the most, it's just not the best bathroom experience, you know?
It's a Six
they
Flags
can't
bathroom.
All be the tangled toilets, yes, Miss.
I know, for real.
Queen of the Porcelain.
For real.
Come on.
There you go. All right, Stace, round four. Give us a good one.
Okay. I was just, I don't know if you noticed, I was looking at my phone quite a bit because I just got permission from Mr. Scott Nyman to share a story that has never been shared in public before.
There we go.
Is the popcorn bucket story?
This is the popcorn bucket story.
Okay.
He was I tried to get him to do a Patreon episode on this, but he even refused that, but he just gave me permission. So this situation has to do with fireworks cruises. The day after a marathon specifically. The night of a marathon specifically. So when you run a marathon, you hydrate quite a bit on course, like constantly, especially when it's a marathon at Disney, when it's very hot. So Scott and I had been drinking lots of water during our marathon, lots of Gatorade. That night, Joe Fickus had arranged for a fireworks cruise. There was about four different parties. We had four different cruises to go out and watch the fireworks over by Magic Kingdom. And it was explicitly told everybody use the bathroom before you go on this cruise because there's no turning back. You're going to be in the middle of the lake. Scott went to the bathroom. Everybody went to the bathroom. Follow the directions. Get on the boat. We were on the boat with Neil Hurd. And it was Neil, Scott, and I in the back. And then it was Ray Pilgrim and his daughter next to him.
Your co-host can't stop giggling right now. I just want you to know that.
I've heard this
story from Scott before.
Then there was like, I can't remember. I know Andrea Salen was in the front. There were a few other people in the front. Brittany, Van Pelt. So anyway, so about 15 minutes into the cruise, I'm sitting next to Scott and he starts going, I have to go to the bathroom. I was like, I'm sorry. A couple of minutes go by, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm really sorry. What are we going to do? He's like, it's starting to hurt. Like, I really have to go to the bathroom. Like, and so he's, like, nudging me the whole time. Like, I have to go. Like, this isn't good. This isn't good. I have to go. I have to go to the bathroom. And I could see his wheels turning, like, can I lean over the back of the boat and use the bath? Like, what can I do? So all of a sudden, he looks across the way and he sees that Ray Pilgrim has a popcorn bucket. And he's going, and I was like, no, 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 you're not doing this. He's like, I have to. I can't hold it anymore. So he's like, Ray, hey, Ray, can I use your popcorn bucket? And Ray's like, okay, here you go. Like, not knowing what he wants to do with this. And then he's like, I really have to go to the bathroom. So Ray, like, starts laughing, obviously. So Neil Hurd gets up and walks to the front of the boat to distract everybody in the front. He stands there. Mm-hmm. So nobody can see back. Ray sits next to his daughter to distract her. So she's looking toward the front. And Scott pees in the popcorn bucket.
Oh, my gosh.
Then he empties the popcorn bucket into the lake.
Over the side.
To do so, he coughs really, really loud and then just tosses it over the side of the boat. And the captain turns, she's like, what was that? Did you hear something? And Scott's like, I think it was a fish or something jumping in the water. And she's like, oh, okay.
Can't take the Nymans anywhere.
So he, oh my gosh, it was probably the most humiliated I've ever been in my entire life. I was like, I was so mad. I'm like, I was like shaking. I was so mad. But then I got over it. There were beautiful fireworks. But man, the cruise went on for like another 45 minutes after that. There is no way. There's no way he would have made it anyway. Like, thank goodness for that popcorn bucket because it would have been disastrous. I don't know what would have happened. But Ray Pilgrim, what a nice guy. He let us keep the popcorn bucket. So we have it as a souvenir.
Nice.
We bring it out every once in a while. No, but we do owe him a popcorn bucket. So I think we're going to get him like a nice, like one of the nice souvenir ones the next time we go. But yeah, so being in the middle of the lake at what lake is that? Seven Seas Lagoon? Is that right where the fireworks are?
Yes.
Probably. Okay. Mm-hmm. Being in the middle of Seven Seas Lagoon, having to use the bathroom, and it's a situation. It's a big time situation.
What was another option? Is there another option?
I think that what he would have had to have done is ruined the cruise for everyone and had her take him back to the dock. Like, that's the only other thing that I could think of, unless he just peed in his pants. Oh, but I can't imagine that happening. I actually, like, I'm glad that I would rather take the popcorn bucket situation any day than him, like, having us ruin the cruise for everybody. So, and there was also, like, a pirate's cruise right next to us. So they were making a ton of noise. So that also helped with the situation. There was, like, weird. It was, like, very strange, but...
Just wait, Pete, until Stacy looks down and looks at her phone and Scott says...
Abort! Abort!
I
no!
mean, don't tell them the story.
I wish he were here to tell it, though, because he tells it so much better than I do.
He's still good at telling that story.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was, yeah, so Seven Seas Lagoon.
That's rough.
Popcorn bucket. Always bring one, just in case.
I guess that's the moral of the story, right? Yep. So that's reality. These are just theoretical situations here. Like, mine here doesn't even seem as dramatic. What if you got to Magic Kingdom at 6:45 for a rope drop? You take your, you know, your monorail over or the ferry, and you're waiting to get in. Where do you go? Where's the bathroom outside of Magic Kingdom? Who actually even knows that? What if you've got to go pee or something really bad before they even let you in the park? What do you do? Where do you go? Think about the scenario.
Right.
Is there one over by guest services?
Okay, that's the question. Nobody knows. No one's ever faced it before. And if you're the first...
Oh, no, I'm sure people have faced that question.
But none of us. We're like, what do we do?
We are not any of those people.
Or it's like you're disappointing your entire family who got there for a rope drop, and all of a sudden you're like, we're almost into the park.
I have to go to the bathroom now.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, we just wasted the whole rope drop opportunity because you have to go to the bathroom. God.
All right. Peter, round five. Give us a good one at the end.
This is kind of a go with me here, but Magical Express.
You board it or you're leaving. Good. Good.
And again, what happens if there's traffic and you're stuck on MDE for an hour and a half? 2 hours. Yeah, everybody runs to the bathroom as soon as they get off their flight. But what if maybe you're not coming to the world? Maybe you're leaving the world. Mm-hmm. You're still heading the MCO, and you get stuck in rush hour traffic.
True. Truth. Good tip, though, Peter. You remember as a flyer, when you get off the Southwest plane, don't use the bathroom in the terminal. Go down towards the Magical Express in the very bottom. All those bathrooms in the bottom are almost always empty in the bottom there by the Magical Express or where you get a rental car, you know. So, good point, though. Stakes, round five. What do you got?
All right. My last one is similar to Pete's. If you're driving, stopping for the bathroom. And we had this situation also happen to us where you have a car full of kids. You're almost there. You're not going to stop when you're 20 minutes from getting to your hotel to go to the bathroom. You're like, just hold it. You're going to be fine. We're almost there. We made Sophie do that when she was about 7 years old, maybe 8 years old. And she really had to go, like, to the point where she was crying. And, it, you know, like, same like with Scott, like, it hurts. I have to go to the bathroom. So we were staying overnight at the Best Western for one night before starting our package the next day. And we had just made it there, got her into the bathroom. But of course, Scott and I were like awesome parents and screaming at her in the car. We're almost there. Just be quiet. Hold it. Stop crying.
I was going to say,
you're fine.
This is going to come back to get you, Stace, for sure. I could just see these people are going to come back to get you on that one. First, salt water, now bathroom. I know how it goes.
Super, super good parenting skills.
I know. So. All right. So here's a scenario. You've got your Crystal Palace reservation, right? And Crystal Palace is really expensive. And you can feel you don't got to go pee, but you got a bad belly. Right? So they seat you and they give you the directions for the Crystal Palace, right? The characters are coming around. You can see they're close by and everyone wants to get their food, but you've got to go to the bathroom. So what happens? You miss out on the character experience. They've already started eating. You may have gone to the bathroom a second time. Then you sit down and you're expected to eat at the buffet. But like you're like, my belly still feels really bad. So you eat a little bit. So now you're paying $55 for the little yes. bit, and you've missed the characters, and you've missed your family eating, all because the bad belly. Those character interactions and like bad belly interactions. Yes. Oh my gosh. Like
too it's much stressful.
Too much pressure, too much stress in that situation. I speak from experience. I'm just gonna throw it out there. So yeah, not good. We can see though, like when you're in Florida too, have you ever had any experience with like the dehydration and then the hydration of the water in Florida? Because sometimes that affects people. So like have that ever happened to you guys at all? Like dehydration just from sweating?
Yeah, we had to take Ethan to the ER. I'm talking a whole lot in this episode. Like you can check this off as the Stacy actually participates
you're the
a whole lot.
You're the expert. You're the expert.
I know, exactly.
Here, right?
Yeah, we had to take Ethan to the ER from Epcot because we thought that he was having an appendix. His appendix was attacking or whatever. Okay. He's having an attack of appendicitis. And we took him to first aid and they wanted to take him via ambulance to the hospital. And we're like, no, we want him to go to the children's hospital. And they're like, we can't take you there. You have to go on your own. So we had to take him back on a bus to get our car to go to the children's hospital. Thankfully when we got there, they said he was just dehydrated. So they gave him some fluids and, we just took him home for the rest of the night. But like that, it wreaks havoc on your body. Like he was feeling like sharp pains and you know it was and we actually had to miss a Garden Grill reservation that night because of that, and I made sure to like yell at him a lot about it. Just kidding, I did not. You ruined my night.
We missed Garden Grill because you didn't drink that other bottle of water I gave you.
And nominees,
so now we definitely hydrate.
Nominees for Mother of the Year are good. Okay.
Stacey Nyman, Rosemary.
Exactly. Kathy Bates. So anyways, we you know, we wanted to throw some scenarios at you. Use your imagination. Come up with the worst case scenario and report back to us. And of course, we all do this in joking aside because we know Stacey had a colonoscopy, but we also know she had good news on there. So that's how friends celebrate other friends' good news. We poke we poke fun and we rub it in, essentially, is what we do. So,
and it gives you great show ideas. Right? So that's also really great.
Human misery gives good show ideas. This is clear.
Misery loves company, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. So anything less, anything more, anything we should talk about, Peter, that we should know?
I've got nothing.
Nothing. Stacey?
No, I don't think so.
All right. We hope
leave us a review.
Maybe not after this show. Go listen to a few shows. Get a few shows under your belt before you give us a review.
Man, this is one crappy show.
Right? We do have some new reviews, and we do appreciate them. 5-star reviews, so thank you. I suspect one of them is James Doyle because it says JT from Texas. So I suspect it's James. But if you've not left us a review, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. You know what iTunes is missing? They don't have a way just to send a person, hey, here's the show, but here's the review comments of the show. Leave us a review. You've got to navigate down, and it gets confusing. But if you could spend 2 minutes, we still ask for that. We ask for that more than anything else. You know, don't worry about Patreon. Give us a review. It costs no money, and it does help the show. So please do that. And if you want to communicate with us, we're in EDCOT. You can see it if you're watching us on the Dubs YouTube page. What is that called, Peter?
Dubs Review Tube.
The Review Tube, as these guys say. You can join us in EDCOT, EDCOT, or watch us on YouTube, or give us feedback on Instagram, Facebook, and we don't check Twitter much anymore.
We're old.
Twitter's not good. Twitter is not good, so we avoid Twitter right now. All right.
Twitter's bad for our mental health.
It is bad. It is bad for us. So, anyways, we hope we made you laugh today. Everybody, have a great day.
See everybody.
Bye, everyone.